make a motion to come out.
Karen made the first.
Make a motion to come out of executive session at 9:40. I don't know if that clock breaks.
I'll second.
Bruce second. Sorry, I heard Bruce. I'm sorry. Yep, 9:40 p.m. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries 5-0. All right, where are we here? 30, ordinance committee. Any report? No. 31, Portland community events. We'll say nothing till Easter, right? 32, COG.
COG, I just want to announce that the Slate Bell COG got a $49,000 statewide LSA grant for two light stands with generators.
Wow.
You guys confirmed it then?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I found out about that during the streets committee, which I did not know. And Jimmy Potter said, hey, you got it.
Yeah. 33, Community Development Grant Committee, Post Foundation Grant Generator Quote.
That's still under review.
We'll double down.
And that's, Jim Potter was actually going to look at the quotes and see what we needed, what we wanted.
Okay. 34, Sanitation Committee, anything? No? 35, Budget, Finance, Insurance, and Cable Contract. Actually, you know what? Now that you say that, Lori, the insurance is not on here.
It's not?
Nope.
Well, I think we should approve it.
Yes. Should I make an emotion to amend the agenda and then...
Add the placement and payment of the insurance.
All right. So the borough's insurance renews January 19th. So it's middle of the month. It's always last minute. We never know what the renewal amount is going to be. So what we typically do is approve the council president to sign the insurance paperwork. So we'll need to amend the agenda to add it and then make a motion to approve this signature.
Yeah, and the reason for adding it is expediency, but it should be to place it signed or whatever and pay it because they won't bond it.
Yes, we'll make a payment monthly? Quarterly? I forget. We'll make the first payment, whatever. Okay.
I make a motion to amend the agenda to add underline 35 to pay the insurance invoice that will be coming.
Place and pay the insurance.
Place and pay?
Yeah, place and pay.
Place and pay the insurance.
That's good. Lisa made the first.
I'll second it.
Yeah, well, yeah, for expediency.
For expediency purposes.
Was that to amend?
That was to amend.
Okay.
Because you said we'd have to do another one.
Yeah.
Lisa made the first to amend. Karen made the second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 5-0, and then we'll need a motion.
I make a motion to authorize the borough president to place and pay the borough's insurance.
Renewal or just
renewal?
I'll second it.
And Karen will second it.
Oh, Bruce, did you want
to? No, it's okay. It's fine. Lisa made the first, Karen made the second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 5-0. I swear I saw it on there too when you said
it. I swore I did.
So maybe something got highlighted and deleted and didn't realize. We thought it was on there. 36, planned Slate Bell professional services agreement and the agreement to pay municipal contributions. Michael, did you get a chance to read
them? I didn't, Stephanie. I didn't get the agreements until, well, I got them on Friday, but I looked at them while I was sitting here. They look fine.
Okay.
Just so people understand, there's two agreements. The first one is between the consultant and Bangor, and then each of the other municipalities enter into a municipal contribution agreement, and the boroughs. Contribution is about $600 a year for 4 years.
Oh, it only comes up to, that was going to be my question. I wasn't sure of the math. Okay. I saw there was percentages and stuff in there. It's only come, I thought it came out to like 2,500, but it comes out to 600.
Well, 2,500 for 4 years.
Over 4 years.
Oh, okay. It's like 25 something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's our per capita amount.
So and it's, that's good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
so
to do the zoning.
Probably Bangor is going to pay it.
Mm-hmm. We have to reimburse our percentage.
And then we're going to be paying Bangor back.
But that's to do the zone, redo the, so that's really good. Cheap,
yes, for
right?
All of us.
Well, there's a grant involved too. They're
yeah.
$70,
but that's good. Yeah. I think that's great.
North Hampton County Grown Orco Grant is involved with that.
Yeah. So we just need to approve signing these agreements
then? Yeah.
So
I'll make a motion.
The first is a professional services agreement.
Well, I think what you just do it as well, because we don't actually sign that agreement. So I would just say approve the borough letter to an agreement to pay municipal contributions towards the cost of the planned safe belt municipal multi-municipal comprehensive plan implementation project. This one's written there, including the professional services agreement for the consultant.
That was a really good motion.
What he said.
I'll second
what
he said.
I'll second.
Oh,
you
saying?
And
oh, she beat
Bruce.
You can take it, Bruce.
No, that's fine.
I've done enough.
No.
I'm nominated.
No.
I'm
ready. Karen.
Appointed.
Karen needs it first. Give it to Lisa.
It was like the Lisa hour.
I need the second.
7 to 8.
Right?
Yeah. That's a big joy.
Any further discussion? All right. Hearing none. For a vote, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 5-0. And then the 11-6, is that what I sent you to put in the packets, the minutes? So the minutes from the last meeting are what's noted here. And we have a meeting this Thursday at 7 at the Marshall.
Which I will not be at. There's a special board meeting that night for SSA.
And anybody is welcome to come and attend that. 37, Slate Belt Rising. We do not meet in December, so we're restarting meetings back up. I think we could meet on Thursday as well, if I'm correct, because it's the second Thursday already. Yes, we meet Thursday at 9 a.m. 38, Personnel Committee. If there's anything. 39, Old Business, Public Restroom Signage.
I have called tomorrow, Steph. I did order signs. I have to call tomorrow and see where they are. I totally forgot about it because life happens.
But like that, holidays happen.
Mm-hmm.
Trailer for speed signs, life happens, so I have not looked into that. Park and Ride tree removals. I'm going to say we just table that right now because the weather has not been conducive to going down there.
Can we table it and keep it on though?
Just kind of leave it.
Can't forget
on.
About
we
it.
Table
and put April maybe in or March.
March, April.
Yeah, you get like in parentheses. So.
New business. We would need to approve the Bangor Public Library annual contribution. And the Suburban Ambulance Service annual contribution. Those were both budgeted items.
Did we pay that last year, the Suburban?
Yes.
We did.
Just the $550, yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'll make a motion to pay the Bangor Public Library annual contribution of $250.
I'll second.
First from Lisa, second from Bruce. Any discussion?
Carol Hall, thanks.
Yep. Why does she work at the library?
She's always an advocate.
Always very passionate about it.
Girl praying for the Bangor.
Well, it's a good thing.
Yeah. Call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 5-0. And then Suburban Ambulance Service contribution.
I'll make a motion to pay Suburban Ambulance Services their annual contribution of $550.
I'll second that one.
Okay, Lisa and Bruce. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 5-0. And then I did reach out to Tint Works Sign and Graphics for a quote for the new red truck we bought from the Water Authority for the two doors and the tailgate, and the new van we got from the Bridge Commission for two door circles with the borough maintenance logo on it, and his quote was $450.50.
In total or for each?
In total.
For we have
and install. Yeah, in the streets budget, yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve to have Tint Works Signs and Graphics install the vinyl graphics for the vehicles for the price of $450.50.
I'll second it.
Second for Aaron.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 5-0.
Last page.
41, public comment non-agenda.
Hubert?
I have two things.
Okay.
Several months ago, it was brought up to Pat, Mike's old garage over there with tires outside the big tractor trailers that they had there. And miraculously after that night, they were cleaned up the next morning before Tina was told. There's more than over 100 tires out of the trucks in the backyard and the front yard of the place again. I'd like maybe Tina to be notified without letting him know that there's a bunch of tires over there. Because last time, miraculously, he's out there 6 o'clock in the morning cleaning tires up after the meeting. So that's the first thing.
Okay.
And supposed to be tires, or the two tractor trailers supposedly are there to
pile
the tires out of the property. Right?
Okay.
So anyway, that's one. And on Market Street, I do have to say the roads were cleaned very, very good this year. But Market Street still has ice on it today. I throw salt up and down it, but I don't think it's my responsibility to keep getting ice off Market Street. Years ago, I asked council if I could just come up, grab some sand from your bucket, I mean from your pile, some salt, throw it down as needed. They said yes. I'm going to ask that again. Or I'm going to have to keep asking for the truck to come out to get the ice off the road. It's a public street.
I think, was it last year or 3 years ago? I can't remember when. Attorney Gall, you might remember when Hubert asked to do that, and this was more recent than before. Attorney Gall said that it's a public street. If you get hurt putting salt or sand down on a public street, remember saying that?
No.
Along the lines that it's easier for us to send Fred out with the truck.
Yeah, but generally speaking, I don't. People who are not borough employees shouldn't be working on borough.
And that was your stand. Happened 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago.
It was a while ago. I do remember that. Like something
similar. So I have no, me personally, if you're helping out the borough, I have no problem with that. But if the attorney says that you shouldn't be doing it, maybe you shouldn't be doing it, maybe we should send Fred.
I mean, we can have Fred go check it, because I mean, I'll be honest, I'm at the other end of Market Street, and it's shaded. There's a couple trees that shade it right now. And with that last ice storm, it's just, they're not getting sun because of the lack of the sun right now. So there is, but it's all, I mean, for me, it's on the side. I'm not driving over it. Like if I go back in my driveway, I drive on it, but it is slippery.
The simple fix, Fred takes the truck or
well, he was cleaning it out. So I don't know to what extent he cleaned the truck out. He doesn't let the salt sit in it in between storms.
That's fine, but still.
He can go rather throw than, hand out.
Exactly. Yeah, he should just rather go than throw Hubert some salt doing up it, there. It could be a risk, yeah. Then just have Fred go mm-hmm. throw it.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know, spread it.
I'm trying to not let you do something for Hubert. Just, I remember when we had the gym building and whoever was painting in there, we had the lawsuit. I can't remember his name either, but he fell off the ladder. You probably remember that.
I don't remember.
That was 3 years ago.
There was something else, Hubert, that happened by your house too. Did it have to do with some dirt, or you plowed, you
He was plowing.
You plowed something, that one was?
Yeah, there was something about the plowing, I remember, a year or two ago.
I mean, I don't know, you know, it's the following day, it's still icy, but it's, well, it's icy 2-3 days. You know, gonna have to keep calling, and I don't want to be an SOB, but...
No, but you know what? It's easier if you see it to let us know. That's I appreciate that.
He plows, the road goes up to the drain that's in the yard, past the road that ends. He plows to the top one day, and the next one is 5 more feet down the road, and 5 more feet down the road, each snow. He won't plow all the way up. You guys won't make him do it. It's, you know, if you're taking the road, it's not being plowed, and then the ice just... If the snow is brought up over the crest of that hill, the ice doesn't just keep running down the road as it melts. It freezes every night.
So the road goes past the crest of the hill? Like,
yeah, it goes
is there room for him to push it further? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there's a drain out there in the middle of the road. He knows where it is. I showed him 10 times. He could plow right on through the grass area, everything else there. To that, if you want to
through the grass?
It's grass. It's a dirt road.
They it's won't a dirt plow. Road.
I mean, they won't pave it.
That's right, they wanted it paved.
I've been there since 1979 asking that road to be paved. Now they paved around the manhole because they destroyed the road, so they paved around that. 5-8 feet instead of going to 90 feet.
Okay, so just make sure Fred salts it.
I'll have him salt it, yeah. I mean,
salt
this
and plow to the end, just over the crest.
We'll bring it up at the streets meeting.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
I don't lie with them, so. anybody else have public comment on agenda? Okay. We did our executive session already. Any additional discussion? All right, let's adjourn, 9:58.
All right.
I'll make a motion to adjourn at 9:58.
Karen made the first.
I'll second.
Lisa made the second. Call for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nobody's opposed?
Motion carries 5-0. You don't have the next states on there, but we'll just put them out there. Just so
you did that.